We're going to do something a little different today. Is there something you needed there, Laura? Oh, was that what it was? Okay. I think he should put that on the back of his collar, you know, and then it's kind of like, so we're going to do something a little different this morning. You know, right on the cusp of a brand new year, and one of the things that I was thinking about is just, this is a time, a lot of times, where we tend to take some time to reflect and look ahead, you know, what's the new year going to bring, and particularly, you know, thinking about what's life in God and growing in God going to look like in the coming year. And so just this importance of regular time with God, so crucial for us in our lives, particularly being able to have time that we can engage with the Bible and in prayer and do that in a way that really is life-giving. But the challenge is that it's often difficult to slow down, right? It's often difficult to quiet ourselves enough to really hear from the Lord. And we get distracted, and, you know, even in the times of the holidays that we're in, it's so wonderful to be with family and friends and different things, but it can just feel like a big blur, right? And so oftentimes that's what our spiritual lives can feel like as well, just this blur of like, I got to get up, I got to get the kids going, I got to do whatever. And to be able to have that regular space to really meet with the Lord and have God pour into our lives, it's so important, but it's so difficult. So this morning what we thought we'd do is to give a particular focus to make space for God, just in this time. As we come on the end of a year and a start of a new year, just quiet ourselves before the Lord and do our best to hear from him. And the avenue that we're going to use today is actually entering into Scripture and prayer via an exercise called imaginative contemplation. And that's just a fancy way to describe an intentional way to dig into a passage of Scripture, kind of imagine and to put yourself kind of in that setting and really enter into that story and asking the Lord to be able to speak and to show you things in your life and things that you can pray back and all of that. And so this can be a really powerful experience. I think many of you will connect really well with this. And if you don't, that's okay. You know, it's just one way for us to engage with Scripture and prayer. But I found this to be a really great thing to do every so often. I had a really neat experience when we were up at the youth conference in Duluth back in October. They did a session on this, and I had some kids go to that. And one of our youth was really, really impacted by that. And just like, wow, this is what prayer can feel like. So I really invite you to join in with that. And kids, we've got you guys in here. And so one of the reasons we wanted to do that, we wanted to give our kids workers a break, but also we wanted to just allow you to experience this as well, because if there's one thing that kids have, it's an imagination, right? And so what we want to do in learning to follow Jesus is to be able to use that avenue of entering into the stories of Scripture led by the Holy Spirit. That's one of the ways that God can do that. So I think, kids, you're going to have a great time with this. Really encourage you to engage with this along with your moms and dads and grandpas and grandpas. Okay? So we've got some half sheets in the seats in front of you. I didn't get some for the front here. Mike, would you mind grabbing? There's some back at the sound booth there. Or Maya, you want to grab those? If anybody else needs one, you can do that. And so this is just kind of get you started. It's got the scripture that we're going to engage with through the little exercise. But primarily, I just want to have you have that. And then, you know, during the little exercise, you may actually find it helpful to close your eyes or whatever the case is. On the back is some stuff that we'll do after. Okay, so we're actually going to listen to a 15-minute recording that's going to lead us through this. The guy's got a great accent, so he'll be interesting to listen to. And so if you want that to follow along with the scripture, you can do that. But then we'll also have some time when the recording's done that you'll have time to just write some things down. So don't feel like you've got to rush through that. We'll have time at the end. Sound good? Everybody got one that needs one? Okay, let me pray, and we'll get into this. God, thank you for this opportunity to slow down, to quiet ourselves before you, and Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would make the most of this. You know every one of us. You know what we need to hear most from you. And God, you know most what we need to say back to you. God, we ask that you would just go deep in us to even uncover the things that we're longing for, that are our hopes, our fears, our desires, God, our dreams, situations that are going on in our lives, or just the big picture trajectory of continuing to follow you and walk after you. Would you help us to encounter you in a fresh way, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is about 15 minutes, and so just encourage you to sit back and take this all in, and I'll come back up and lead us through a little bit of response at the end. Go ahead, Grace.
Imaginative contemplation is a way of getting to know and even meeting Christ in the Gospels. The ultimate goal is personal encounter with Him. Take your time with this kind of prayer. God is in no rush. This is one of the most popular passages for imaginative contemplation, partly because of the question Jesus asks Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" It is a question Jesus might ask anyone who comes to him, including you. First, let's familiarize ourselves with the passage.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way.
Begin to see this scene in your mind's eye. Jesus and a crowd are leaving Jericho, and there is a beggar at the side of the road. Who are you in this scene? might be Bartimaeus or someone in the crowd or a disciple. Be there. Look around you. At the buildings, the road, the sky, the smell, the air, the crowd. Listen to the sounds they make. What is the temperature? What are you wearing? Feel the touch of the cloth on your skin. Where is Jesus? Where is Bartimaeus? Where are you? If you are Bartimaeus, adapt whatever I say so that it works for you. Bartimaeus has found out that Jesus is passing. How does this affect him? He begins to call out. Listen to his cries. Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me. The crowd tell him to be quiet. What do you do? He shouts even louder. Son of David, have pity on me. In time, Jesus becomes aware of him. You hear Jesus ask for him. Crowd tell Bartimaeus to go to Jesus. He gets up, throws away the cloak he has been using, and makes his way. Watch Jesus as the blind man comes closer. Messiah Jesus ask that question, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus gives his reply, "Master, let me see again." "Go, your faith has saved you." And his sight returns. How do Jesus and Bartimaeus now look at each other? How are they feeling? How are you feeling? Now, go to Jesus yourself. Let him look at you. Hear him ask that question. What do you want me to do for you? Take your time, and when you are ready, give him your answer. Be honest with him. Keep it simple if you can. What happens between you? Jesus respond to you in whatever way he wishes. Stay with him outside Jericho as long as you want. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You were able to engage in that and put yourself in the middle of that powerful story and have an opportunity to interact with the Lord right in that time. And so what we're going to do just for the next few minutes is just to stay in this place of kind of quiet and contemplation and just give you an opportunity to just write down any key thoughts, questions, experiences, or impressions that kind of came to you in the midst of that time of waiting. Some of that's just to put that on paper so that you can not forget. And also, oftentimes what happens in this mode of scripture engagement in prayer is that it's a jump starter. You know, it's something that gives you an initial experience to then continue to engage with God over a number more days and weeks. I know that for me, just as I listened to that again this morning, there were some things that were powerful for me right now, but also prayers that I want to continue to pray in the days and the weeks ahead. So we'll just take a couple more minutes, and so if you want to jot down any of those notes on your sheet, anything that would be helpful for you to just mark what you felt like God is maybe doing with you right now and how maybe you want to continue to pray into that. About 30 more seconds there. We'll wrap this up for right now as far as your writing response on that first part. I encourage you, if there's still things that are kind of running through your mind, maybe take some time before the day is done to write those out. Kids, I was even thinking about some of you that maybe some of you think, maybe even adults, maybe think a little bit more in pictures. And so, you know, as you kind of tried to envision that scene from Jesus and Bartimaeus, that maybe there's a picture that even emerged for you, and you could even draw that or try and put that down on paper. So again, I mean, that's just one way to engage more in a contemplative fashion with scripture and prayer. If you find that to be beneficial and life-giving to you, There's a number of things that you can engage with and a number of resources and different things. If that didn't quite do it for you, you know, wasn't as much of something that you engaged with, here's what I encourage you to do is, you know, it takes creativity and it takes persistence to find these different rhythms and disciplines that work with us for God. So, Grace, why don't you go to the next slide. What I want to give you for maybe some homework to do this week, you know, it's going to be the new year on Friday. It's a great time to just assess, you know, how are things going in engaging with God, your spiritual growth, and, you know, asking that question, how can you make space for God each day? That's going to look as different and unique, as each one of us are. It would be a great question to ask. Maybe what you're already doing is a really good rhythm for you, and so you can just continue to go at that. But oftentimes, the new year is a great time to experiment with some different things. And so you can experiment and go at some unique things. And I think it's really good to see if God will give you a plan, at least something to start with, you know. And I think there's often we need to give ourselves grace. You know, you might hear of somebody, you've got a spiritual mentor or somebody here, like this is the way they read the Bible or this is the way that they pray. And then if that doesn't quite work for you, then you can feel like a huge failure and like I'm so stupid and, you know, unspiritual and everything. Well, it may just be that you need to experiment with some other modes, you know, of engaging with the Bible and with prayer and all those things. So take some time this week, engage with God, do some research, and try some things out. But biggest thing is to find that space, prioritize that space, that you can meet with God on a regular basis, because it's like water, right? We can't live without drinking water. Jesus says that he's the living water. We come to him over and over again. He feeds our souls. He nourishes us so that we can live this life that he's called us to live. Okay, so let me pray for us, and then we will go back into some more singing and worship. God, thank you for just some of the experiences of your presence and your voice that we were able to have just right in these few moments. God, I pray that you would take those deeper. God, that you would even increase those. Lord, any words that that really were from you and, Lord, direction and questions and longings in us, Lord, would you give us time and space to continue to engage with you in the coming days? And, Lord, maybe if that experience, that exercise really didn't produce anything, Lord, that's okay. Lord, we come to you with faith and expectancy, God, that you really do want to move in our lives. And so, God, if this isn't a mode that really works, Lord, would you guide and direct us to something else that would be really life-giving? Lord, we want to hear from your word. We want that to water our souls. We want to know your presence. God, as we go into a new year, Lord, would you give that gift that each one of us would have a direction, a word from you, at least a plan to get started with, to just take that regular time with you, engage with you. Increase in us, God, we pray. We need so much more of you. We thank you that you're gracious and generous. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.